Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. 6:34 on a Tuesday evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Hundreds gathering at the Capitol today to support public school options as state lawmakers consider education reform that includes the expansion of charter schools in Michigan. The event coordinated by the Michigan chapter of the National Coalition of Public School Options. I'm joined by a parent leader of that group, Brian Kevlin, the father of two children now enrolled in a virtual charter school. Welcome to the program, Brian.
Thank you.
I want to ask you about virtual charter schools. They're very new and limited in Michigan. How did you go about getting your kids enrolled in the school, and why did you choose to do so?
We were first involved with the virtual school back in Idaho, and we were involved with that back in 06 when our children were taken out of the public school because we wanted a safer environment for our children. And we had the privilege of moving back to Michigan, and once we heard that the virtual schooling was available here, we jumped to that with no hesitation at all.
As you said, these are classes that are taught solely online, and is there any kind of in-person instruction that's done?
The kids get one-on-one instructions. Throughout the week, they have chat sessions with their teachers, have group sessions with their teachers, and periodically, they have in-person testing. I think it's quarterly that they do at various locations around Michigan.
I see. Do you think children miss anything? Because I know these virtual charter schools are another piece of the education reform that's being pushed at the Capitol. Do you think children miss anything by doing so much of their learning online rather than in a classroom?
No, I think they get a pretty well-rounded course selection, and they do well at that. And the social part of it, they get involved with friends and families around the neighborhood, and I don't think they miss out on anything.
Now, let's talk about the actual event at the Capitol today. I guess what I want to know is, is there anything particularly wrong with traditional public schools here in Michigan, in your view?
Not particularly anything wrong. It's just some things are more right for different people, and we feel that the best thing for our children is the virtual school learning process.
I see. Well, you know, advocates of traditional public schools are concerned that more charters will mean a less predictable funding source for existing schools. Considering your experience, do you think that that we, in fact, would see a significant number of parents choosing to send their kids to charter schools?
I think it'll start out slowly. I don't think it'll be a major impact. And I don't see it as long term. I don't see it as a major problem. No.
Now, you're a supporter of charter schools in general, or specifically these virtual charter schools?
Our experience is with the virtual charter school.
I see. And at the event today at the Capitol, what types of ideas were presented and discussed?
Discussed was dropping of the cap that's been placed on the number of students that are allowed to enroll. And that's the biggest thing that we're pushing for, is to have the legislatures remove that cap so more children are able to get into this type of learning.
Okay, I see. You're still there?
Yes.
Okay, so now, you know, I'm talking to Brian Kevlin. He's a parent leader of the Michigan chapter of the National Coalition of Public School Options. You know, one of the concerns with charters, and certainly with a virtual charter school, is the effect as teachers. And what researchers are finding is that teachers at traditional schools are paid more, and there's far less turnover in traditional schools. Isn't that a concern that parents should have, a high turnover rate in schools that may pay teachers less?
Yeah, that would be definitely a concern. Kids need consistency in their learning process, for sure.
I see. Well, in fact, now, wouldn't that be a potential, well, I mean, wouldn't that be part of having more charter schools? We would see more of these schools that pay teachers less and have a higher turnover rate, would we not?
I haven't heard those statistics, so I can't really talk about that.
And in general, why not focus on the traditional schools we have and reform the programs that currently exist there rather than moving to increase charter schools?
Haven't we been trying to do that for 30 years now? And is that working?
You're saying the current efforts to reform schools isn't working. Now, what do you view as the major problem that exists in schools? Is it the quality of the actual teaching that's done? Is it the curriculum, or is it the peers and children that are there in the school?
I think it's a combination of all those. Biggest thing, the teachers have the challenge of teaching these days, because they're more, I see them more as daycare centers rather than as teaching institutions, which is sad to say, but it seems to be that way, and it's deteriorating almost every year.
Now, you said that you pulled your kids out of public school because of your concern for their safety. Were there issues of bullying, that type of thing?
Yes.
I see. And now, this was in another state. When they came to Michigan, did they attend a traditional school here in Michigan?
No, we were just moved back last year, and the program was available through Virtual Academy, and we jumped on board as soon as we could.
I see. Many charter schools are for-profit. Do you think an organization can focus properly on education when it's also has a primary concern of profit margin?
I think that's my main purpose of having a business is profit, but as a sole purpose, I would hate to say that I think that most or any school would be in the business to make money.
Well, that unless of course they're public schools. So I guess I can't help but want to know a little bit more about these virtual classes. Can you give me a sense of how they're taught? Are they video presentations they watch, or how does a class typically work on a virtual charter school?
Typically they have presentations where they watch a teacher teach in front of a classroom setting, and then also they have their assignments, which look just like workbooks that you would have in a traditional school, hard copy, and you just do your work and send the answers in, and the assignments are graded by the teacher, and the results are sent back to them.
It seems like any time you're in a classroom environment, you know, the teacher presents information, but a key part of learning is being able to ask questions at the time that you're being instructed and being corrected when you're wrong. How are those types of things addressed in a virtual class?
They can select a button on the computer that basically raises their hand, and then they can ask their question at that time, and the teacher answers the question directly to them.
I see. So the actual class is taught live?
Right.
And now is this then broadcast to, I mean, how many students typically are involved in a class, in a virtual class?
I don't know how many children are in each class at each level.
I see. So, but basically, every morning the kids sit in front of the computer. The class begins, and they are interacting. Does the class run about an hour or so? Or
each subject varies in terms of length. And if they get through their assignments quicker than normal, then they can go on to their next assignment.
And what about the length of the day? Because obviously a normal school day is, you know, morning until afternoon. Is that how long a virtual day of classes lasts?
Sometimes they can get through it in four, but usually it's typically 5 and 6 hours of classroom.
And how long can kids continue in these virtual schools? Is there a grade limit where they can no longer be involved in the school this way?
No, it goes all the way up to the 12th grade.
No kidding, all the way through 12th grade. But then, of course, they have to go to college. Oh, I guess you could also take virtual college classes, too. That's that's a good point. Now, the real solution would be to have virtual jobs, too. Then we'd all, I think, be a bit happier. Well, Brian, very interesting stuff. Brian Kevlin, he's the apparent leader of the Michigan chapter of the National Coalition of Public School Options. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for your time.